जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. हरिनाम संकीर्तन की जय, श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। हरे कृष्ण। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 5 चैप्टर 8 वर्स नंबर 11 टू 13। सो दिस इज प्रोज फॉर्म, जस्ट रिपीट आफ्टर मी। इति कृतानुसंग आसनशय्यानात्मना स्नानासनादिषु सह मृगजहुना स्नेहानुबन्ध हृदयासीत। वर्ड टू वर्ड मीनिंग। इति दज कृत अनुसंग हैविंग डेवलप्ड अटैचमेंट। आसन सिटिंग, शयना लाइंग डाउन, अतना वॉकिंग, स्नान बेदिंग, आसन आदिशु वाइल ईटिंग एंड सो ऑन। सह मृग जहुना विद द डियर काफ, स्नेह अनुबद्ध कैप्टिवेटेड बाय अफेक्शन, हृदय हिज हार्ट, आसीत बिकेम। ट्रांसलेशन एंड परपोर्ट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी प्रभुपाद। ट्रांसलेशन। ड्यू टू अटैचमेंट फॉर द डियर, महाराज भरत ले डाउन विथ इट, वॉक्ड अबाउट विथ इट, बेथ्ड विथ इट एंड इवन एट विथ इट। दस हिज हार्ट बिकेम बाउंड टू द डियर इन अफेक्शन। सो टूडे वर्स 12 एंड 13 आर ऑल्सो देयर। आई विल रीड द ट्रांसलेशंस। Translation, verse number 12. When Maharaj Bharat wanted to enter the forest to collect kusha grass, flowers, wood leaves, fruits, roots and water, he would fear that dogs, jackals, tigers and other ferocious animals might kill the deer. He would therefore always take the deer with him when entering the forest. So purport for this verse. How Maharaj Bharat increased his affection for the deer is described herein. Even such an exalted personality as Bharat Maharaj, who had attained loving affection for the Supreme Personality of Godhead, fell down from his position due to his affection for some animal. Consequently, as will be seen, he had to accept the body of a deer in his next life. Since this was the case with Bharat Maharaj, what can we say of those who are not advanced in spiritual life, but who become attached to cats and dogs? Due to their affection for their cats and dogs, they have to take the same bodily forms in the next life, unless they clearly increase their affection and love for the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Unless we increase our faith in the Supreme Lord, we shall be attracted to many other things. That is the cause of our material bondage. Verse number 13, translation. When entering the forest, the animal would appear very attractive to Maharaj Bharata due to its childish behavior. Maharaj Bharata would even take the deer on his shoulders and carry it due to affection. His heart was so filled with great love for the deer that he would sometimes keep it on his lap or when sleeping on his chest. In this way, he felt great pleasure in fondling the animal. Verbot. Bharat Maharaj left his home, wife, children, kingdom and everything else to advance his spiritual life in the forest. But again he fell victim to material affection due to his attachment to an insignificant pet deer. What then was the use of his renouncing his family? One who is serious in advancing his spiritual life should be very cautious not to become attached to anything but Krishna. Sometimes in order to preach, we have to accept many material activities. But we should remember that everything is for Krishna. If you remember this, there is no chance of our becoming victimized by material activities. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tashmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutaha Padakamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadavaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinavandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpadarubhyesha Kripa Sindhu Bhayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna. So the chapter is entitled Character of Bharat Maharaj. So Bharat Maharaj is one of the sons of Rishabhdev, who is Lord himself, appearing to perform his pastimes and lead the world. And of all his sons, it is said that Bharat Maharaj is the most qualified to rule as a leader. So Bharat Maharaj ruled in an exemplary way. He actually performed all his kingly duties. He performed sacrifices to lead by example to how to follow the Varnashram Dharma for the general public. At the same time, internally he was very much attached to Supreme Personality of Godhead. So he was a pure devotee. And when the time came, at the opportune time, he actually also renounced all his worldly connections. So he gave up his kingdom, wife, all his positions, and went to forest. It is said that just like one gives up after passing a shul, he does not even look back. Similarly, he gave up all these things which everybody considers as very important or very opulent. And after doing all these things, Bharat Maharaj was trapped by a deer. So till this point, so last few classes, it was discussed in great details how Bharat Maharaj, who could so easily give up these attachments which are hankered for by whole world, fell in trap because of compassion. Compassion is actually a very good quality. So in the last class it was said that of all the qualities, mercy, truthfulness, and the cleanliness, austerity, of all these four qualities, mercy or compassion is the highest. And Bharat Maharaj was made an example by this very same compassion when it was directed away from Krishna. So he was compassionate for the deer, and he saw himself as the caretaker and the whole and soul support of this deer. So thing, having compassion is one thing, and thinking of oneself as the whole and soul support of somebody is a different thing. So one has to be compassionate as an instrument to Lord Krishna. So Prabhupada also says in this purports that while preaching, we actually do many activities. But all these things, all activities and all our concerns should be mainly to spread Krishna consciousness. So Krishna should always be the center. And the mind should not waver from our ultimate goal. So that distraction was the cause for fall down of Bharat Maharaj. So there are other aspects also. The acharyas say that somebody as pure as Bharat Maharaj, it is not possible that he will fall down so in such a way. And it was all arrangement by the inconceivable will of Lord, so that he is actually elevated more in a more direct way towards the Lord by actually destroying his anarthas. So this small fault of his, actually because of that he had to take birth as a deer, but the Lord actually kept all his spiritual consciousness intact, even in the body of a deer. And in fact, as a deer, he had more hankering for the Lord. Being in the body of deer, he could not directly practice the spiritual activities. And in this way, in one way, Bharat Maharaj was elevated. This cannot be called as a fall down in the strict sense. But as a general understanding, Prabhupada also says that there is another lesson also given to a sadhaka, that even if one is very elevated, he should always be very careful. That material energy can come in the most, what we can say, we cannot estimate how material energy can come in our life. So it may be very innocuous that you may be thinking that this is actually compassion, this is nothing material. But even in that, material energy can find a loophole and affect our devotion. So that's why Prabhupada actually speaks of Bharat Maharaj as a fall down. And he says that even after giving up everything, what was the use if he was affected by an insignificant pet like a deer? And Prabhupada writes in the purport that nowadays people are attached to dogs and cats. So what would be their destination? So he says that at the time of death, a person usually remembers what he actually cares for throughout the life. So Prabhupada actually used to be very strict about keeping these pets, cats, dogs. So in the Western world, even in the beginning days when the Prabhupada used to preach in New York and in Bowery also, so many of his disciples in the beginning, they had dogs and cats at their homes. They used to take them to satsang. And Prabhupada afterwards started making it a strict policy that they should tie them outside. So initially he didn't object. But then he said that this philosophy is not for dogs. They cannot understand. They may actually get benefit from Sankirtan, but the philosophy is not for them. So what will they do sitting inside? So somehow or the other he convinced them that keeping dogs and cats, at least keep them away from the temple or where the satsang or the preaching is going on. It is also said that when the first Rath Yatra was being taken, the Jagannath Baldev Subhadra were at the back of the truck, and Prabhupada's disciple was driving and his dog was sitting next to him. So the Prabhupada disciples were actually very much callous in this sense, that they used to follow most of the things, but few things they used to take liberty with. So the dog and cat attachment. So the pets, a person may get so attached that it may be very difficult to give up their association. And nowadays it is, Prabhupada used to say that they are serving dogs and cats. And at the end of the life, they will actually remember them, and therefore their future is very dangerous or very risky. This is a very risky position to be in if you are attached to a dog or a cat. At the same time, people keep these pets in their homes mainly for emotional support. So there is also a need for emotional support for anybody. We can see that in the Western world, it has become next to impossible to live with another human being. So everybody is so much engrossed in sense gratification and selfishness that even the marriage institution is no longer stable. So without emotional support, a lonely person usually goes mad. And a desperate person may find shelter in animal like a dog or a cat. So there is also reasoning, psychiatric reasoning, why a person actually gets attracted to them. It is easier to adjust with an animal which does not speak back to you or argue with you, than to adjust with an animal or a human being who actually is very much independent in speaking what he wants to speak, and he is having his own mind. So even when I speak of cows, I say that cow is not like a dog or cat. Cow does not become surrendered to a human being so easily. So cow will expect reciprocation on equal level, not like a dog. Once the dog becomes surrendered, even if the master beats it, it does not actually bite back. But cow, you have to have moment-to-moment reciprocation with the cow. So if you are angry one day, the cow becomes angry on that day. And if you are actually caring one day, so she actually cares you back. So cow is said to be more like mother, not like a servant. So she will become angry if you actually do not treat her well. So adjusting with cow, animal like a cow, actually a slightly difficult thing. And for the same reason, if somebody wants to come down from the position of adjusting with humans, at least come down to the position of adjusting with cows, because it is slightly more emotionally nourishing. A person actually becomes more stable emotionally because the emotional spectrum of a cow is better than other animals who are more or less like slaves. Once they become surrendered, they usually do not retaliate against their masters. So it is easier to keep dogs and cats, difficult to keep cows, maybe more difficult to keep humans for some people. But if you want to get an intermediate stage, at least cows. So it is better that you care for the cows, and that will take care of the emotional needs of a human being. So these are some practical things from this purport. And apart from spiritual significance of cows, so they are beloved to Krishna, and the spiritual abode of Lord is called as Goloka Vrindavan. So taking care of cows also directly reminds us of Supreme Lord and His abode. So that is an added advantage. So as a spiritual people, for us, cow or goshala is not just an emotional or a psychic adjustment. It also is actually a way to go, get closer to Krishna more easily. The easiest way for us is that we engage in looking after the cows. So today is Dahi Chida festival. So I was told that I should speak about Dahi Chida festival also. So Dahi Chida festival, the main person in that festival is Raghunath Das Goswami. So Raghunath Das Goswami, son of Govardhan Muzumdar, from the childhood itself, he was very much attracted towards Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And they were so wealthy, it was said that few lakh gold coins they used to earn as a revenue every month. That too in those times. And his opulence and wealth was said to be equivalent to that of Indra. So literally, they were filthy rich, very rich. And he was married, and the wife was beautiful, wife was chaste. And materially, everything was super excellent. So one could not expect for more than that. And it is said that Raghunath Das Goswami himself was a very astute person. He was having good managerial sense, good speaking skills with people. And in spite of all this, Raghunath Das Goswami was never happy staying at home, away from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He wanted to devote his life to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he once met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that Batul na hoiye, means don't try to jump prematurely, and stay where you are, and behave as though you are a man of pounds and shillings, as a worldly man, but internally be always attached to me, and you will ultimately reach me. So this was the advice given to Raghunath Das Goswami. So this is the advice for anybody who wants to come to spiritual path. It is not that we have to suddenly change. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, sthane sthiti, wherever you are. And that is all right. If you can associate with the sadhus and you can read scriptures and chant, the varna and ashram does not make a difference. So sthane sthiti. So you may feel that your profession is not a good match for you. Actually, people are, I could have done better. But all these material considerations are secondary. If you can devote some time to take association of devotees and chant, that profession is good enough. It may not be exact fit for your psychophysical nature or your modes, but still, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says in Kali Yuga, Varnashram is not the main principle. Main principle is wherever, in whatever position you are, if you can associate with the devotees and do Shravanam Kirtanam, that is good enough. So that's why, so he speaks to Raghunath Das Goswami that don't try to jump and eventually you will come to me. So Raghunath Das Goswami, as he was told, so he behaves in an exemplary fashion. There is, it is said that he tried to run away in too much of desperation sometimes, and every time he was caught by his parents. So somehow or the other, they used to come to know, and they used to bring him back again to the home. And it is also said that it was not, he could not deal with the people. There is one episode of Hiranya Muzumdar, means his uncle. He was in a very big post in government. So he was supposed to collect tax, and it is said that tax was 20 lakh gold coins per month. And he was elevated to that position, and he had replaced some Turkish Muslim Chaudhary at that time. That person actually became envious of Hiranya Muzumdar, because he was not dealing in a completely fair way also. He was supposed to collect 20 lakhs and keep 5 lakh for himself, but he used to keep 8 lakh for himself and give 12 lakh to the government. So he came to know of this cheating, and he was already envious that he has taken over my position. And he complained, and somehow he arranged for a higher official from government to arrest him. So they actually went to his home, but he already came to know, and he escaped. He escaped, but Raghunath Das Goswami was there. So they actually caught hold of Raghunath Das Goswami, and he was under house arrest. So they used to chastise him repeatedly that you have to call your uncle, otherwise we will actually imprison you, we will punish you. And Prabhupada writes that though he was chastising in such a way, they could not actually punish him or beat him up, because he said that they were from Kayastha family, and Kayastha family was very well known for their unity. Means if you actually hurt one of them, all others were united against you. So he was very much careful in not actually beating him, but he used to actually harass him a lot. So finally, Raghunath Das Goswami told him that you and my uncle are like brothers, and brothers also sometimes fight. So this is not a big thing, so there is some misunderstanding amongst you. And so we can always discuss and come up with a solution. So already this Chaudhary, the Muslim Chaudhary, he actually was very much impressed with the character of Raghunath Das Goswami. So seeing him, Even if he was very angry, he could not actually speak much. So now when he was speaking like this, actually tears started coming from his eyes. He said, actually, what you are saying is right. And he said, I will immediately arrange that you are released from this house arrest. Okay. Then you can speak with your uncle, and whatever arrangement you come up with, I am agreeable to that. So that is, he was so expert in speaking also that the Muslim Chaudhary also could not actually reject what he said. Mm-hmm. And within few words, actually, he started crying. So the matter was solved and everything went well. And Raghunath Das Goswami was not happy with the situation. He always hankered for going to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So somehow or other, he went to place where he had heard that Nityanand Prabhu was camping. So in Panihati, he went to visit Nityanand Prabhu. So Nityanand Prabhu, he saw that he was sitting under a tree, just like thousands of suns are shining. And he paid obeisances from a faraway place, thinking that he is not worthy of going so close to such a elevated personality, a direct associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Nityananda Prabhu was told by one of his associates that the person who is paying you obeisances is Raghunath Das Goswami. So he gave him the background. And immediately Nityananda Prabhu got up and said, you are a thief. So why are you actually paying obeisances from far away? Come here. So he won't go towards Nityananda Mahaprabhu. So Nityananda Mahaprabhu rushed towards him and caught hold of him and put his lotus feet on his head. So Nityananda Mahaprabhu is more avdhuta. So the way he gives mercy is he is giving mercy forcibly. So he is forcibly catching hold of him as though he is punishing him. And he said that I will punish you for this. And you have to arrange for feast of all of us. So what he asked for a feast was simple dahi chida. He said you should arrange for a chipped rice and yogurt, milk for all of the people who are here. And Raghunath Das Goswami was very happy. So he is a very wealthy person. And according to his situation, he bought all the chipped rice, all yogurt, all milk in all nearby villages. So the festival was such a big festival that many people from very far away places came to just attend that festival. It is said that there were 400 small pots and many more vessels which were filled with the preparations. And there is also a recipe given for the dahi chida and doodh chida. So it is said that it is made in condensed milk with sugar and a special kind of banana, champakala banana is used. There is camphor added to it and clarified butter in doodh chida, and in dahi chida simply just bananas and sugar. So these preparations were made and everybody was sitting. So Nityananda Prabhu was sitting at one place and all people were sitting in groups around him. And everybody was given two pots, one of dahi chida and one of doodh chida. So everybody got two pots. And the bheed, it was so crowded that many of the people actually had to sit all the way till the banks of Ganges. And some of people could not even sit on the banks. So some of the people were sitting in the water, standing in the water and eating the dahi chida and doodh chida. So everybody was carrying two pots in their hands. And standing in the water itself, they were honoring the prasadam. And so this was going on. Then he actually told Raghunath Das Goswami that you should also honor. So before that, he called for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He meditated on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at that time was in Puri. But Nityananda Mahaprabhu actually meditated on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came there. And he sat beside Nityananda Prabhu and both of them started eating dahi chida. And whatever was left, whatever Mahaprasad of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu, that was given to Raghunath Das Goswami. It is said that they were just like cowherd boys sitting for a picnic in the forest. So Nityanand Prabhu was actually taking from each and every pot a morsel and feeding it to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu likewise was doing the same thing. So just like in Brahma Vimohan Leela, it is seen that they are not thinking about whether it is being... So the Suchi and Muchi related rules were not followed amongst the cowherd boys. So everybody was eating from each other's pots. And in this way, after honoring all the prasadam, they gave Mahaprasad to Raghunath Das Goswami. And Raghav Pandit happened to come there. And Raghav Pandit had also made a lot of preparations. So he brought many preparations for them. And he showed them to Nityanand Prabhu. So Nityanand Prabhu said, yes, distribute them amongst all of them. And Raghav Pandit said, but you are supposed to come to my home for taking prasadam. I said, no problem. This is daytime, I am taking here. Night time also, the cowherd boys actually get a lot of hunger. So we will eat at your place also. So in this way, Raghav Pandit also became happy. So Raghav Pandit also prepared a very lavish feast at his home. And they took Raghunath Das Goswami with them to Raghav Pandit's house. There also actually they had a very big feast. There was dancing. It was said that Nityanand Mahaprabhu was dancing and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared there again just to see Nityanand Prabhu dancing in that particular feast at Raghav Pandit's house. It is said that Nityanand Mahaprabhu, wherever he is, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has to be present. He may or may not be visible. So only close associates of Nityanand Prabhu could see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu dancing and having a feast in that assembly. So in this way, after feasting and dancing, finally Raghunath Das Goswami opened his heart. He said that, I actually am hankering to be with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for a very long time. So how is that possible? I tried many times, but I was never successful. So Nityanand Prabhu says, don't worry, I will ask everybody to bless you. And he did not say that I will bless you. So everybody will bless you. And soon, all the impediments, obstacles in your path will be gone. So nobody can check your movement afterwards. And he also said that you have such a opulent background. So you are having such a lot of wealth, such a good wife. And still you are not satisfied. You remind me of Bharat Maharaj. He says the same verse, that he had everything and he gave it up just like one gives a stool. And he says that you remind me of him. And saying so, he says that don't worry, all your obstacles will be removed when the time comes. And soon you will reach Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So at the end of this pastime, Raghunath Das Goswami one day somehow got, after going home, he actually stopped sleeping in the home. He used to sleep in the outside courtyard where there was Durga Puja related things were there in West Bengal traditionally. That was the place. He used to sleep there. He won't sleep in the home. And the parents were very much suspicious of him. So they used to station a guard at that place so that he does not run away. And so one day he actually saw their family priest. He was a devotee of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he said that the Brahmin which was supposed to worship our family deity is missing. And he is not coming since few days. Could you kindly go to his home and convince him to come back? So he said, yes, I will convince him. So he went with Acharya. And halfway through, Raghunath Das Goswami said, you can attend your duties. I will myself go and convince the Brahmana to come back. So he also said, okay. So he left him there. And Raghunath Das Goswami understood that this is the opportunity that I can run away now. And there are no guards. So the guards were actually taking rest, thinking that he has gone with the family priest. So they were not worried. So seeing this opportunity, he had understood that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's associates had gone on a Puri Yatra. He previously thought that he should accompany them, but he knew that his parents were very well known. So they can easily catch him hold of him if he goes by a normal route. So he went by a route going through jungle. And So the next day, as soon as the parents, the Govardhan Muzumdar and mother, came to know about this, they actually took few men and sent them on the path towards Puri, where the yatra was going. And they wrote a letter to Shivanand Sen that if you have seen our son, send him back. So they were devotees themselves, so they knew Shivanand Sen also. So they had written a letter that you should send him back if he is with you. And Shivanand Sen said, your son is not here. So in that way they could not trace him. And he somehow or the other, he reached Chaitanya Mahaprabhu after traveling for 13 days. It is said that he could take prasadam only for 3 days in those 13 days. And that too milk from some cowherd or some visitors where he used to sleep at night. So they gave him something to eat or drink. So 13 days continuously he walked all the way to Puri. And finally he reached Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In this way, the Raghunath Das Goswami is a person who is born devotee. He is an associate of Lord. And after visiting Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also, he showed his extreme austerity. So Raghunath Das Goswami is known for extreme austerities. So initially he took prasadam for 5 days from the temple. After that he started begging at the door of Simhadar. Then he thought that begging is not good, because I actually expect that some visitor will give me something delicious to eat. This kind of desire is also not good. So he used to attend the free chhatra, the annakshetras in Puri. So whatever they used to give, he used to take. And ultimately, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very pleased. He gave him Govardhan Shila and Gunjamala, which he used to worship, to Raghunath Das Goswami. And after getting the Gunjamala and Govardhan Shila, he actually altogether gave up eating. He actually just went to the place where the Jagannath Puri Mahaprasadam was thrown away when it was rotten or not good enough to eat. So he used to take the grains, whatever there was in the garbage, waste place, and wash it with water and then eat it. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so pleased with him that he actually stole those grains from him and honored them, saying that this is the greatest treasure and this is the main Mahaprasad. So in this way, Raghunath Das Goswami, the associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so this and the renunciation attitude of Raghunath Das Goswami, Nityananda Mahaprabhu compares with Bharat Maharaj's attitude. So we can see that Bharat Maharaj, though we say that seemingly it is a fall down, Bharat Maharaj is a very elevated person, and just for the sake of understanding of the general public, the neophytes, it is said that undue attachment to anything other than Krishna, even out of compassion, is a dangerous way. So Prabhupada writes in one of the purports that there is a possibility of accidents even on royal highways, even if they are well maintained. So one has to be very careful. Hare Krishna. So anybody has any question? हरे कृष्ण ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम की श्रील प्रभुपाद की